It's 25 minutes past six, and part of our regular Wednesday feature features the Wednesday conversation. In this edition of it, Nastasia spoke to Mike Sharman, the co-founder of Retroviral.
You know, there are a lot of Tom, Dick, and Harry in business, and some people, they really want to be the biggest, you know? Yeah. And my whole thing is that in terms of business, you can't just aim to be the biggest. Mm. You have to be the best. Mm. And that's why this book is titled The Best, Dick.
Yeah. I found it quite interesting because when I was reading it, you were able to describe certain scenarios in your life as though it was very easy, like a blog almost, like you telling me, like Dear Diary, but you don't look like the Dear Diary type of person, but like if you were telling me a story of your day-to-day events, like it was very easy for me to follow through as to how you went from having your first job in London to being robbed to getting a car sponsored from Mini and that entire sequence of events. But let's start off in the beginning. Your childhood and upbringing, what was that like?
It was quite wild. I mean, I was this kid that was born 15 and 17 years after the other kids in the family. And there was two older sisters, and my dad was a pilot at SAA. And effectively, I was brought into this home where I was this new plaything and this new toy. My sisters were in matric and grade 10, respectively. And here I am, this new addition, this new bundle of joy, the boy in the family. And I was the instant entertainment. My sisters, as they were growing up and they were enjoying like the pop culture of their lives, I would become the little toddler and two-year-old that had to entertain their friends. I would have to sing Madonna songs, La Isla Bonita, and all these other things. And for me, from an early age, I was always put on this pedestal of entertainment. So whether it was singing the theme songs of Gummy Bears or all the other cartoons that we were watching, or trying and either acting out certain accents from different TV shows, watching Scottish accents, watching British accents, all the different TV shows that we were exposed to from a youth point of view in early day South African TV when we only had about four or five channels max.
Yeah.
And that for me was my thing. Like I love to entertain people, love to engage with them, love to entertain a crowd. And as I grew older, the one thing that really spoke to me was public speaking, debating, and doing art at school. Was like these were the artistic side of things really helped me to entertain a crowd. And I think when you're young and awkward and you're a teenager, especially when you attend an all-boys school, you know, there's so much pressure and there's so much potential ridicule. So when you are when you create the opportunities to entertain people and make them laugh, like it prevents you from being abused across the spectrum, you know, and I think that's where I've always been able to make my friendship circles is through laughter and entertainment.
So I'm sure you had a conversation with your parents as to where your career might be going, or rather in terms of studying, what options were available for you. Take me through that period where your head said law, but your heart said acting.
So most of all, my dad was like, you have to follow in the footsteps and be a pilot. Like, that's what he really wanted deep down inside. And, you know, there's something like with flying in particular, it really is a passion job. And it's one of those things that you have to have the full-on love for it, or it's not going to necessarily work.
Yeah.
And I think my dad came to grips with that quite early on, that I tried it. I said, listen, I'll go for a lesson. I'll see if it speaks to me. And unfortunately, it was one of those things that didn't speak to me. So I looked at other options where I could incorporate my passion into some form of profession, and that's where law kind of had something that piqued an interest, especially after watching those cool law shows in the late 80s, LA Law, and all these other shows that we watched as kids. And it had language, and it had research, and it had the ability to stand up in front of people and argue your point. And I actually spoke to a guidance teacher. I think it's called life orientation nowadays. And I said to her, I said, ma'am, I've got really good marks in humanities and in art. I don't really know what to do with myself. And she said to me, well, listen, my son, he was in a similar predicament. He was great at art, and he wanted to have something where there was a bit of stability and there was a base. So he went and did a BA marketing comms, and then he went and did a postgrad at Vega and refined the art and the advertising side of things. And I think that a lot of times when you are at school, you don't really have have enough of a direction in terms of all the opportunities that are available in the workforce. Well, that was certainly the case when I was going through school. I don't know if things have changed nowadays. But I think that the interesting thing about the modern world is that there's jobs being created all the time that didn't exist yesterday. And I mean, my current job today didn't exist even when I was at university. So a lot of the stuff in the early days was almost pioneered, and there was a mixture of trial and error and working with brands that would buy into you. And that's where we find ourselves in 2017. I mean, I have an agency called Retroviral. We're a digital ad agency. And for 7 years, we've been working with brands, pioneering on some of the most awesome but unknown unknowns, from the likes of Nando's in the early days from 2010 to 2013, to most recently working with Rocamamas on the Election Burger campaign and making that go globally viral. Yeah. You know, like, that's the thing that's always set us apart, is telling remarkable stories and then creating that amplification and explosion to get people around the world excited about the brand stuff we are working on.
That was Mike Sharm, and the co-founder of Retroviral. And that brings us to the end of another show on the MoneyWeb show tonight. I'll be back tomorrow with more business news and analysis. Until then, have a good evening.